I'm in a particular graveyard. I won't mention where I am because I've just bumped into a gravedigger. And although he hasn't written a book, Confessions of a Gravedigger, I bet you it's an interesting life. Who are you?
So my name's Harry. I'm technically third generation of a family business of grave digging. It's been going on a long time. Yeah, things have changed, I'd say. More ashes interments than typical burials these days. But also these days, a lot has changed in terms of grave sizes, soil type, and just in general what we do. It's definitely a different one. It's a conversation starter for sure. It's hard work, but it's good work.
I'm guessing graves have got bigger as we've got bigger?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So back in the olden days, everyone was a seasonal eater. What the farmers grew is what you ate. But everything's imported nowadays. There's a lot of artificial stuff. So unfortunately, people have got bigger. So that means graves have got bigger, which and it takes up more ground, but it is what it is, really.
I wonder if ashes have changed size, or is it always the same size pot?
It's always the same size pot with ashes, unfortunately. Well, they're ashes interments. So, but yeah,
I don't want this to sound crass because obviously it's a very it's a respectful thing you have to do. How many ashes can you bury at the same time it takes for a single human in a coffin?
So you're talking in like a time span of a day?
Yeah.
We could do quite a few ashes interments in a day, because obviously the size of the hole differs considerably. But typically we can do about 4 to 5 burials a day, if you're talking actual burials, not just ashes interments. It's about 4 to 5 a day, which is, it's a long day, but someone's got to do it, and we're glad to be doing it.
Yeah. So is it still 6 foot down? Is that a myth?
It's not a myth, no. So you can go all the way up to triple depth as well. Obviously it's all family requirements, really, if they're looking to put three in, two, or just a single grave. But typically, depending on the location, the minimum, I think, legal depth is about 3 foot. But we go a lot deeper than 3 foot, especially for a double depth grave, especially if they want two coffins in, because there needs to be at least 3 foot soil on top of a coffin, legally.
What's the deepest you've got?
Deepest we've gone is about 7 foot deep. And that was for a triple depth grave for a family, so.
Is this hand dug because a lot of graveyards are getting crowded, or would you do a grave like that with a machine?
It depends on access. If we can safely get the digger in without desecrating anyone's graves or anything like that, then we'll get the digger in. But if it has to be dug by hand, then it will be dug by hand.
Are you asked to bury things with coffins?
Yes, yeah. It typically just memorial bits and bobs, but yeah.
So, wow. If you wrote a book, what would be the most interesting story you'd put in it?
Probably all the historical artifacts you sometimes come across, because a lot of churches, obviously, it's no secret, they've been dug on, oh god, as long as the church has been here, you know, after like 100 years or even 75 years, some churches decide within their communities to redig. So you do come across some artifacts, like old coins. I found a half penny from like 1910, 1915. So you do come across some really cool stuff. But if we find it, then obviously it's just kind of, once we dug the grave, then we'll kind of just dig a little bit deeper, leave the stuff in the ground where it's meant to be, and then just move along.
Wow. Sounds like that kind of respect and thought travels throughout. But I have spoken to a few undertakers and they all have a very dark sense of humour.
Yeah. I think it's needed in this job. But it's just life though, really. There's nothing sad about the job. Obviously, it's a bit sad when it's a younger person being buried. But like some that I've done, they're like 80, 90 years plus. It's like, well, they've lived a good life. You know, it's just a cycle of life, really. You've got to keep a positive mind.
What about you? Will you be buried or will you be burned?
Oh, you got me there. I'm still still kind of up and up. Personally, I'm not very religious myself, but I'd rather be, thinking about it logically, I'd rather be cremated, because if my kids want ashes and they, you know, they want to just carry me with them, then they can. But if they want to just spread them in a place that I decide, then so be it. I'm going to make them travel for it though, because it'd be Australia.
Really?
Yes, yeah. I've got two uncles from Australia, so they'll be going all the way over to Melbourne in Australia and on the coast there, and just spread it there. It'd be nice.
Well, let's hope that's a very, very long way away.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for your time.
No worries at all.